Locker room chats continuing here tonight on KNCA. I'm Brandon Tamma. We're joined now by the Riverside boys basketball coach, that is Tyler Herbster. It is brought to you by Euler Law Office and MCON. The Cyclones, a little bit of time, their season opener not till next week, but certainly a lot we can dive into as the Cyclones prepare for the first year in the Northeast Kansas League. And we'll get Coach Herbster's thoughts on that in a moment. But, Coach, just take us back to last year. Obviously, the final year in the Big Seven. Just kind of a few notes and takeaways from that final year in the Big Seven, what you saw last season.
Honestly, in the Big Seven, you can't afford to take, you know, any nights off or have any bad games. And if you have play good, you might still not get a victory by the end of the night. But, I mean, you have to be playing your best every night there. So getting wins, not always the easiest in that league. So it was a tough league. And I thought we did a pretty good job holding our own defensively and getting stops. And our main problem was scoring points against big, strong, physical athletes that play defense the right way and can move and that are really well coached. So, like I said, I was pleased with the way that we handle ourselves playing defense in the Big Seven. I just struggled scoring baskets at times.
Yeah, and I think, you know, you look at the record and you might just see it and be like, well, maybe it wasn't the season that we wanted. And yeah, you want more wins. But, you know, even before, you know, the holiday break, I think three of your five losses or four of like a five game stretch, they were all within 4 points or less. So you were playing teams tight. They weren't always, you know, victories, but a lot of your games were close. You were never really getting blown out. I think that says a lot about your team and certainly kind of that battle-tested mentality.
Yeah, and I think I could be wrong. Maybe we had four overtime losses when it was all said and done in those first 13 games, but I think a lot of that had to come down to, you know, relying on a lot of sophomores, you know, and not as many upperclassmen. And I, you know, this year I can totally tell a difference between our kids that were sophomores that are now juniors. And I think that's going to be the biggest difference in our basketball team is you've got kids that have been kind of thrown to the wolves in the Big Seven when they were freshmen and sophomores. And now they're juniors that I feel like are playing like seniors. And I think that was the biggest difference. Just not going to be very successful in the Big Seven running so many sophomores out on the court. So.
Yeah. And you have to replace a couple 2 year, 2-3 year starters you got Duncan and Ryder Davis as well. Again, you have to replace a couple key starters, but you mentioned playing a lot of sophomores and underclassmen last year, so you think that bodes well for you with the experience factor. Tyzel Harrington, kid like Chase Hewins, Mason Hayes, Keegan Hughes, you got a lot of guys who played minutes and now just another year older, so I would think expectation for a lot of these kids may be a touch higher than last year, I should say.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to be pretty much relying on, you know, all juniors this year and one really, really good, talented sophomore. And, you know, a majority of them lived in the weight room all summer, really concentrate every day here at school on improving their strength and athleticism. And, you know, I can tell a huge difference in weight and strength and, you know, getting rebounds above the rim and running down the court. Just our athleticism is really skyrocketed here from last year to this year.
Well, now, obviously, the Big Seven no more. Now you're in the Northeast Kansas League. So what's kind of the initial thoughts on the new league here in 24-25?
Yeah, we had a jamboree last night, so we got to see some of the teams. You know, I don't know what to expect, but after last night's jamboree, I felt like our kids went out there and played extremely hard, diving on the floor, getting in passing lanes, up in people's faces. And, you know, all I've asked the kids to really do this year is just play as hard as they possibly can, run up and down the floor as hard as they possibly can, and just have fun. I mean, last night I felt like I had a group of kids just playing as hard as they possibly could, and they looked like they had fun doing it. So I was extremely pleased with the small sample that we got last night at the Jamboree. And hopefully we can just do that night in, night out, get a lot of good athletes on the floor every night and get them up and down, whether we can get to 9-10 guys in there and keep us fresh and just keep recycling. So pretty unselfish team we've got right now. They move the ball well. They space the floor well. They all attack and shoot the ball pretty well. So I don't know, just probably just a little bit different than slowing it down the last couple years and trying to run good offense and sprinting back, playing half court man to man is kind of what we've had to do the last 2 years. But I think now moving forward for the next several years, you're just going to see a lot of athletes getting up and down the court. That really doesn't have anything to do with the league as much as it does our players. So.
Right. Well, you get a little bit extra time. Again, most teams starting either maybe even tomorrow or Friday night, but you guys don't have your season opener until next week. We'll get Donovan West and Troy next week, your two games to kick off the 24-25 campaign. Again, Tyler Herbster joining us, Riverside boys basketball coach. Thanks again. We always appreciate it. We'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Thank you.